This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com, coming to you from our Natural News studios in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas in particular. And joining me today is a very special guest who's running for the City Council of Austin, Texas. Yes, you heard it here first. We don't normally cover local issues, but this matters because this woman is also an anti-fluoride activist, or should I say a pro-health activist, and she's already done some great work to protect Austinites and Texans from the ravages of chemical fluoride dumped into the water supply, and she's joining us here in the studio. So please welcome Laura Presley, Dr. Laura Presley. She has a doctorate in chemistry, and she is running for city council, and she's with us today right here. Laura, thank you for joining me today.
Mike, thank you. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Great to have you here. So it's big news. You're running for city council. Yes. Why would you ever want to undertake such a
Very good question. We've been working with Fluoride Free Austin for 3 years. Fluoride Free Austin has been trying to get the fluoride out of the tap water, and I've been testifying to the city council for the last year and a half on multiple topics, on the fluoridation issue, on getting the TSA scanners out of Austin, and what I found was on those two topics, the city council was not listening at all. And as I was sitting in these council meetings and I was watching other citizens come up with really important issues, they weren't listening to them either. And so it was a pervasive behavior of this current council here in Austin, not listening to Austinites, not listening to the people they're supposed to be representing. Uh-huh. They somehow forget who they're supposed to be representing. And the big question we have is, who do they represent? And the answer is, you know, special interests that are with a lot of financial backing.
Well, that sounds like what they're supporting. To me.
I don't know. Maybe a little, just a little. Because it's hard. It's hard because why would these, there's six council members and a mayor in Austin, and good issues are brought to their attention and they do not respond. Issues that are blatant. I could go on and on about individual ones, but our
But you're here to shake up the status quo, it sounds like.
TSA, yes, we are.
Big issue for freedom. I mean, you could set a precedent for the whole country,
yes,
actually.
You got it.
Fluoride, a big issue. Alex Jones and the InfoWars team exposed the hidden video of Austin dumping fluoride, highly corrosive toxic chemical, into the water supply.
Yes.
That went public now. And
yes,
you actually were a big part of that activism to get fluoride out, which is not, it's not yet out.
It's not yet out. We've asked, you know, we even backed up with the council and we said, how about just put a warning on your water bill about fluoridation for babies and infants, which no one really disagrees that there's data out there, and there have been things that the American Dental Association and the CDC both have said, infants below 6 months should not be drinking fluoridated water. Their kidneys are not developed. They cannot filter this out the way adults can, and older kids, teenagers. And so we thought, oh, that's a slam dunk. And in Austin, we found out in May there was the material safety data sheet of the fluoride chemical hydrofluorosilicic acid that they actually add to our water supply.
Yeah.
In May, the supplier came out with a material safety data sheet that had a warning for children. And I'm a chemist. I've been a chemist. Oh gosh, I have spent 17 years in the semiconductor industry, and my background is photochemistry. And I've seen a lot of material safety data sheets in my career.
Sure.
And they're written as a warning for workers and for chemical handlers. And to see this warning for children in this material safety data sheet, it was just shocking.
But why? I mean, why would city council members in Austin, which is supposed to be a very progressive type of town,
yes,
in many ways, and it is, a lot of artists, a lot of raw foodies and vegans, and
Whole Foods is here.
There's a lot of good stuff about Austin. I love Austin in many ways, but why would the city council members allow a poison, which is a chemical byproduct of the aluminum or the phosphate processing industry,
yes,
and hydrofluorosilicic acid is not naturally occurring fluoride from minerals, why would they allow their own people to be poisoned?
That's a very good question, and we have been struggling with that for 3 years, because initially Fluoride Free Austin approached it as, let's present the science. There's been a lot of information in the last 10 years that's come out that was not there 20, 30, 40 years ago when all this, you know, started.
Yeah.
And so, very logical. Let's present the science. Let's bring in experts, PhDs, dentists, doctors. Dr. Paul Connett has spoken multiple times to Austin City Council.
Yeah.
And we think, oh, that's simple. Just bring the data, and the council members will go do the research on their own and come back with a really good answer for, you know, Austinites.
But that's a naive.
And that's not what's happened.
Well, no, that's like,
it was naive.
You expect them to be rational, science,
well,
understanding
we've
people.
We've seen other councils that are rational, and we can give some examples of that, but ours is not. And so we backed up. We said, what is this? Why could this be? Well, then we started approaching it from a political standpoint. Well, if the science is not working, let's approach it from a political standpoint. We started a lot of citizens' communications. Alex Jones did a huge thing for us, helped us get people out to the council meeting. So we had 100 people show up.
Yeah.
Not one person would say, keep the fluoride. And they still do nothing. So politics
wow.
wasn't even, you know, that type of level. So we've really done some research on why they're not doing it. And I think we've hit the nail on the head.
What is it?
The issue is our city council is very dependent on federal funding. And the Centers for Disease Control spends millions of dollars in grants in Austin for different programs, smoking cessation programs, obesity, education.
So they think if they pull fluoride, they're going to lose grants?
That's what they think. You got it.
So they're basically on federal welfare, and they're willing to poison Austin residents to keep getting paid from the feds?
This is the theory we have, because it's the only thing that makes sense. And when we bring this up in city council meetings, watching the body language of these council members, we've hit it on the head.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of body language that goes with being caught, you know, and you know, coughing and touching and covering their face.
Right.
And there's
right.
a lot of I do a lot of studying of body language, because some
people
are talking to you and they're not saying a word.
Yeah.
You know, so the body language, and it's been over and over we've brought this up, and it seems to be the issue. And
have you ever taken a vial of hydrofluorosilicic acid to the city council and asked them to drink it?
No,
do you think any of them would drink it?
Well, we do know that some of the council members and their staff know dearly that fluoride's not good. We have communications that staff members of the council will not drink fluoride and will not give it to their children.
Mm.
So why is what's good for them not good for the public?
And that's the question.
That's the hard question that someone needs to be on that council asking that question and being a leader. I think they're scared. So here they're being driven by fear. I don't think they would cut the funding off for smoking or obesity education. But someone has to be on that council that's not scared and say, let's do this.
You know, it's kind of sad to run your local city politics based on how many paychecks you get from the federal government anyway. I mean, isn't that, that's what's wrong with our whole
that's
republic.
What's wrong. So,
is everybody's on the public dole. This is like the Roman Empire right before the fall. Everybody was, you know, begging to the government, give us money. You know, that's a cowardice position to take, and I'm glad you're.
Why don't we have volunteers
that
go to schools and talk about obesity issues?
I would go into Austin and talk about obesity.
You got it.
And it'd be better than CDC information, I guarantee
right.
you.
That's right. So again, I think there needs to be leadership on the council to say, you know what, I'm not afraid to talk about the real issues and to say, you know what, I know that you guys know the difference.
Yeah.
And what's good for us is good for the public.
All right, folks, if you want to support Laura Presley for the Austin City Council, and this has national implications because if Austin removes fluoride, it could really set a precedent for the whole country, and also the TSA issue, go to her website, presleyforaustin.com, which we have up on the screen right here, presleyforaustin.com. And how are you funding your election campaign? I mean, are you just taking donations from
people? We're taking donations, and interestingly, the incumbents have people they call, this term, I don't know if you're familiar with, it's called a bundler. Have you ever heard of this term?
Yeah, the corporate bundlers.
Corporate bundlers. So they have, each of the incumbents have in common two or three bundlers that go out and get money for them. We don't have that right now.
Uh-huh.
So we are grassroots, and we're appealing to the anti-fluoride groups and liberty groups. Also,
fluoridation. Fourth Amendment people.
Fourth Amendment people.
Yeah.
The fluoridation is also an environmental issue.
Absolutely.
Last time I checked, salamanders and fish don't need to prevent cavities, all right? We don't need to be adding.
You don't need to be poisoning them.
You don't need to be poisoning them. Yeah. So it's an environmental issue and also an economic issue.
Is there a donation link on your website?
There is. There's a donation page. Go up at the top.
All right.
And contribute.
Oh, contribute. Okay.
That's us.
Let's go to that. Let's go to that page.
Oh, and we were pretty creative with this too. We said,
here we go.
So scroll down. The max that people can contribute is $350 per person.
Or $700 per couple.
$700 per couple. And kind of scroll down.
Okay.
So this is how I did the website myself. And so we were limited and we had to be creative with the contribute page. So we have, if you want elected driven, proven to get results, non-bureaucrat, that's me, at the max. And then if you want other issues that are important to each person, and they can do multiples of 10 and donate that way. And
right
also
on.
We get data on what's important to our people that are donating.
By what they donate
what they
$10
pick,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about the key issues that you are in favor of. But real quickly, I want to mention to those watching, remember Ron Paul, when mm-hmm. he first got elected to Congress, and that was in a district near Houston, I believe, or in Houston, that was a national campaign to
yes,
get a liberty
yes.
person elected into
yes.
Houston. And look what that grew into. Now, you know, a presidential candidate who is changing the shape of American history. So even if you're not in Austin, Texas, or Texas at all, your support for Laura Presley can really help shift the whole conversation across the nation. Can you imagine a day announcing fluoride removed from Austin?
I know, it's huge. It would be a ripple effect. And Dr. Paul Conant has said that Austin is at a very critical stage, and we could drive the rest of cities
absolutely.
To reduce it. You got it.
Let's talk about your key issues.
Okay.
You're opposed to poisoning children in the water supply, which kind of
yes.
makes sense.
Yes.
You're opposed to the TSA reaching in your pants and feeling your genitals. Why would you be opposed to that?
Well, personally, I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I'm also a sexual assault survivor. So when I go through the TSA scanners, well, I won't go through them, first of all.
Yeah.
I absolutely opt
I won't
out
either.
Because health-wise, the scanners in Austin are microwave radiation.
Right.
All right? They're not the X-ray. They're microwave. They say that they're millimeter wave, radio waves, they're not. If you look at the information, I've gotten emails from the TSA supplier, L3 Communications,
uh-huh.
from their one of their directors, and gave me the actual frequency that the machines are being operated at. And
oh,
you
really?
Go on the electromagnetic spectrum that anybody can look up on the web and say, oh, it's not radio waves, it's microwave. So it's a microwave.
So you're being microwaved.
You're being microwaved at 10 times higher frequency than your oven or your cell phone.
Wow.
Period. That's data from them. So first of all, from a health standpoint, no one should go through these scanners. The interesting thing about their microwave scanners is they rotate. Think about your microwave oven, how it rotates. Well,
yeah.
you're not rotating
no.
in that scanner. It's rotating. So that's how you can tell the difference between the X-ray, which is kind of perpendicular, straight on,
uh-huh.
and then the microwave scanners rotate.
They rotate around you?
Yes. It's like, zoop.
Oh, I've never been in
uh-huh.
one. So I've
they have them in here in Austin at the airport. And then you go. They rotate.
Well, that's a whole nother scam, too. I mean,
oh,
Alex Jones and the whole team marched on the Capitol building.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there, yeah.
Many other patriots
I testified the Senate committee on the scanners.
And then the feds threatened an economic embargo, essentially, against the state of Texas.
Yes.
Threatened to shut down all the airports in Texas if they didn't
yes.
put in the scanners.
Yes.
That's like, it's an hour.
Again, no.
It's insane.
No leadership.
Right.
No one, you know, fear. That fear seems to work with these, with our elected representatives.
Fear is the weapon of choice for tyranny.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I didn't mean to get
off
track.
TSA, anti-TSA. And so we have three major components of our campaign. For the health of Austin is what we say.
Yeah.
For individual health, the TSA scanners and the fluoridation issues and the water in general in Austin tastes like the bottom of Lake Austin. So there's, you shouldn't even be showering in it. So
yeah, it's pretty,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
okay?
It's pretty
I have friends in my neighborhood that won't even make their pancakes with the tap water because it makes the pancakes taste funny.
Of course.
Why are you eating? Why are you drinking it? So
why would anyone use tap water at all without filtering it up?
And a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. So the individual health, environmental health, there's fluoridation is a big issue with regard to the environment.
Yeah.
And actually was named one of the top 10 environmental stories of Austin. We made that.
Oh,
the Austin Chronicle did
good.
That.
Is the Austin Chronicle giving you a fair shake so far?
They have.
That's good.
They have been very fair with us, and I'm impressed. I am. I think they realize that there's a lot of new things that could happen with different leadership. I think they realize that.
You know, Austin is positioned as just a wonderful city that it's got technology.
Yes.
It's got energy related. I mean, it's got food and nutrition and agriculture related. I mean, it is a city that's got so much talent and, you know, great people. Yeah. There's no reason why we should be poisoning all those people with fluoride. It doesn't make sense.
That's right. So one of the other topics with regard to the environment is, it's interesting, Austin Energy is a profit center for the city. The profits of Austin Energy, their profit margin is about 17% to 20%.
Really?
Yes.
And they provide the electricity?
They provide electricity. They have a profit margin. And that profit margin, that profit goes into the general fund, which funds a lot of these programs in Austin.
I hear a lot of complaints about this company.
Yes.
A guy who moved into town recently said he wanted to move out just from dealing with Austin Energy.
Yes, yes. So there's a lot of issues
Do they not know what customer service means?
They don't.
Do they think they're in the Republic of Austin or something?
They're a monopoly. That may help. That kind of helps protect them. So anyway, they really require a profit. And imagine, if you conserved energy, they don't get the profits.
Right, so they're not in a
conservation. So it's this kind of conflict. So Austin is supposed to be this green, solar, you know, low pollution, you know, city.
Yeah.
And if you really conserve energy, you do not allow the profit to happen. And so they tax you anyway, even though you didn't use it.
Wow.
And so this has been a big issue right now with regard to the utility rates, because they didn't get the profits they wanted, and they want to have huge, large reserves. They've proposed these large taxes on Austinites. And there was a slew of people, maybe 200 people, that came out last Thursday and fought against these price increases. So from an environmental standpoint, we're not where we need to be.
It sounds like it's just another gang.
Yes.
The energy company is another gang, and the city council kind of acts like a gang. You know, gangs like to have their territory, take money from everybody, shake down everybody, give us your money, you know, threaten to shut you down if you don't comply, that kind of thing. Sounds like a mob.
It's what I think it's happening. The city council, again, it's a leadership issue. They're not asking the hard questions. What happened with this rate increase, and that all of the city came together and said, you're going to raise the rates for those that are low income, and those that could afford it came out and said, don't do it. Don't do it, because it's going to affect churches who help the homeless. And it was an amazing display of just a big tongue lashing they gave the city council and
really?
The Austin Energy. And we're all united. It was phenomenal. The meeting went to midnight.
Wow.
But what I want to say is the leadership, the council, it should have never gotten to that point. The council should have said, there's no way we can do this. There's no way we're going to bring this to the people of Austin, because they wouldn't even give us a moment's rest if we did.
Right.
But they did it anyway. So again, it's the leadership. They're not asking the hard questions of the Austin Energy group. And if that's not happening, they're not listening to fluoride. They're not listening to TSA. They're not listening to the citizens about the cost of
energy. Sounds like
they're
energy. Just out of touch.
They're out of touch.
I mean, are they wealthy people who don't live in the real world anymore? Are they worshipped with, like, egomaniacs? Or what's the deal? I mean, I don't know them, so I'm just throwing out ideas. What's the deal?
I don't know. I think that the council members live within, because they're at-large seats, they live right in the center of Austin. So you don't have to have geographical representation. And we're trying to get, and our campaign is really supporting, a complete geographical representation for the Austin Council.
Like district.
Yes, districts. So that you and your neighborhood can go to the person that you've elected and sit in their office. They live where you live. They know the issues. And they know they have to drive from South Austin to North Austin because they live south.
Yeah.
And they know the traffic issues.
And it's a totally different culture in different parts of the city.
Absolutely.
South Austin
it's
versus
so,
Northwest
it is
Austin.
So different.
Versus West.
So diverse.
Whatever. Yeah.
So we're supporting the district thing, because I think that's really the root cause of why they're not addressing our issues, because they don't live it, they don't know it. And the last thing we're supporting is the economic health of Austin. They spend millions of dollars of our tax dollars outside of the state and outside of Austin when there are viable companies here. And
they're exporting jobs.
They're exporting, exactly. They're exporting jobs, exporting our tax dollars. And the Texas legislature actually passed a rule that councils now can give a certain amount of points to local companies so that you keep the dollars there. And the city of Austin had not implemented that. Our campaign brought that up at the end of December, and we found out that there's been this change that's happened with the Texas legislature and the council and the procurement office. The bureaucrats in the city government had not implemented this. And we brought that up, and now they're going to implement it. And imagine, if you could keep those our dollars in our city, that's huge, instead of ship it out. When there are companies here, helps jobs.
There's unemployment here that's
rampant. Yes, that's how they can directly affect jobs, not by giving subsidies to a bunch of developers and stuff, but to actually invest our dollars here in our own people. It's huge.
But if you were elected to city council, don't you think you'd be in a position where you're sort of the lone wolf person and you'd be attacked by the other good old boys and so on?
That's a good question. And what's happening is there are a couple of other people that are getting into the race that are a little bit more in touch with the citizens of Austin. And also, like I said, I think it's a leadership issue, Mike. If you just had one or two people that were different and said, I'm not scared, let's do this. Let's ask these hard questions. The other thing about the council is that there's nobody on that council right now that has a technology, computer, networking, semiconductor background. And Austin's huge into this.
With Dell
and so I think they're just not asking those really hard, difficult business questions that will, you know, drive the market and not give subsidies to these. You know, I'm not getting a subsidy, you know, as a small business owner.
No, subsidies are just generally a bad economic policy.
Alex Jones is not getting a subsidy, and he says that all the time.
No, he's not. We're not getting a subsidy.
No, you're not. So I think it's a leadership issue. Someone who will step up and provide a vision and a leadership, and I think there's a couple of those council members that just need somebody to be the hard, kind of say the hard things. That's what I think.
Well, I'm glad you're running for city council,
Laura. Thank you, thank
you.
We're excited. We are.
Yeah, Really?
Yes,
time. Well, if you want to support Laura Presley for Austin City Council, check out her website, presleyforaustin.com, and you can make donations there as well.
Thank you, Laura.
I want to wish you the best, and I'd like to invite you back to give us an update as things progress.
Oh, I'd love to.
To see you on the council. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been watching an interview with Laura Presley and myself, Mike Adams, Health Ranger for naturalnews.com, now located in Central Texas. And so we are covering some local issues that have national implications like this one. Thanks for watching. Take care. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS,
for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.